Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Treasure Hunters, Quest for the City of Gold, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, and read by Brian Kennedy.
Okay, to start, I have to admit that I'm seriously impressed by my twin sis Beck's ability to draw that picture, because at the time, we were maybe 10 seconds away from being chomped on by a family of hammerhead sharks. Beck says she drew that illustration later on from memory, not while we were in the water. I'm doing the same thing with the storytelling. It's hard to write or draw while you're swimming for your life. The ink gets all runny and splotchy. Where were we? Oh, right. In the ocean. Off the coast of Costa Rica. Being chased by hammerhead sharks as we swam our way to Cocos Island, a Costa Rican national park, also known as the Island of Sharks. Yes, Beck, that should have been a hint as to what might be lurking beneath the waves. We furiously paddled our arms and kicked our legs and tried to outrun the swarm of hungry sea monsters. Good thing hammerheads have eyeballs where their ears should be. Maybe they couldn't see us, swimming right in front of them. Why weren't we in a rowboat or a motorized raft? Because Mom, Dad, and our big brother Tommy had taken all available landing craft when they decided to do a little treasure hunting on Cocos Island without me, Beck, or our big sister Storm.
You three need to stay with the ship, Dad had said when they loaded up the boats. There are secrets below decks in the room you need to guard.
Yes, whenever Dad talks about the room, it sounds like he's capitalizing it, because the room is this super secret, high security walk-in vault on our ship, the Lost. The room is off limits to all of us. It's where Mom and Dad keep their rare and valuable treasure hunting maps locked up behind the door. The door gets the capital letter treatment too, because it's made out of 3-inch thick, solid steel. It's so heavy, I sometimes wonder how the Lost can stay afloat with that much dead weight in its hull.